Welcome to the newest Weekly Freak. I'm so glad that you are here. I want to talk with you about happiness today. So lately I've heard a lot about, well, Jacqueline, you know, I mean, you're kind of different in that way. You're kind of just going out there and you're able to reach happiness and just feel happy and shift so quickly, right? You just gotta watch or look out the window and there, within minutes you're happier. You go outside and walk around and within minutes you're happy. And I wanted to touch base on that because I believe very strongly that most people, maybe even you too, make feeling happy or getting to the feeling of happiness, make it too hard, you know? And I think that's why I succeed so well in it, because I don't make it hard, right? What do I mean with that? Well, you can look for happiness and make a big mountain out of it. You know, when I have this, I'm going to be happy. When I have that, I'm going to be happy. And usually these things that we're basing our happiness on are really big, right? Lots of money or a big vacation or a new job or a new partner, love or whatnot. And those are sometimes could be bigger things. At least we think they're big. Ultimately, they're no bigger to achieve than sewing on a button or something, but we think they're bigger. Meaning that that's what it is. It is bigger because what we think of it, that's what it is, right? Until we say that's the way it is, it's just neutral, right? So what would happen if you would base being happy on little things? You know, that's what I do, right? I base it on little things, and the little things seem more achievable or more realistic, right? And easier to look at. And when you base your happiness and how you feel, or that you feel happy on little things, guess what? It shifts you into a frequency of happiness all the time, very easily. And then the big things, what we think are big, they're not big, but what we think are big, come easier because you're actually in the frequency of where these things actually sit, right? So you have an energy of being happy and blissful and believing and just enjoying life. Well, guess what? You will find your new job. You will find your new partner and love, and things will just come. Income will come, right? So what do I mean with little things? Well, you know, when I look out the window, I look at the colors, for instance. Even if it's a gray day, I kind of imagine coloring the sky, you know, the way I want it to be. It's a great opportunity, you know, to be in charge of what are the colors that I even want to see, right? Or I look at the little flowers out there or leaves. I hear the birds. I'm just really mindful about that. I go on walks. I feel my body moving and the energy moving, right? I literally am just really, really deeply connected to everything and very present and mindfully there, especially when I feel like, ooh, I'm not as happy as I want to be. I don't feel as good as I want to feel. Well, I become really mindful of what's out there that actually, you know, helps me shift into feeling good. Another way of doing it is to just go inward. I go inward all the time. I base my happiness most of the times on me, inside of me. I sense myself into my energetic being, into my inner being. I call it the inner genie too, like my new book, Ella's Inner Genie. That is for children, but it's actually for adults too, you know. Feel yourself into your inner genie, like into your inner energy, right? And how it moves and shifts. And because there's nothing not of well feeling inside of you. Really, there isn't. It's your pure positive energy. So you tune yourself into yourself, into your inner you. You immediately shift, and you can always use the tools out there in the outer world, right? The things that really are beautiful, to focus on them, because we're still here as a wholesome being in the physical realm, you know, to experience the beauty of it. So focus on that and use the little things. Use the little things to get to the big things, the things that we think are big, and just focus mindfully and be present with what's actually out there that shifts you to happiness. And that is what I mean with don't make it so hard, because it's always possible. There are millions of things that resemble happiness out there inside of you, to just focus more on those. And That is what I tell people when they say, you have it so easy, Jacqueline, because all you gotta do is like a couple minutes and there you shifted. Well, that's my trick. That's my trick. And that's actually why I'm here in this physical realm. That's what I want to experience, you know, the ups and downs and lefts and rights, but always through a well-being. I can be sad through well-being. I can be unhappy through well-being and then shift when I realize, wait a minute, it doesn't feel so good anymore to be sad. So I'm just going to shift myself to happiness. So don't make it so hard for yourself, and I invite you this week to really focus on that. How can you, easy peasy and simple as can be, shift yourself to feeling happy? I challenge you to that, and please let me know how it works. You can find me at freakyhealer.com. All my work are there, and my books are there. They're also on Amazon and everything, and I do offer programs for conscious leaders and conscious corporations and conscious individuals. So, you know, text me, email me, contact me, let me know how I can help you. I'm here for you. Until next week.